produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity, and you have just landed in love because you were made in love, by love, for love, to be love. I am Imaja Jubilee, your host for Love, Light, and Positivity. And before I go any further, I want to thank Caleb Padgett, who is CEO of Finding My Way Radio, and Josie of Josie's Inspirational Network, who allows me to have this platform to bring positive people, positive everything here. I am so blessed to be able to have this platform to reach all of you all around the world and to share with you those dynamic people that I find in the community. And as I do always, let's take a breath together. We breathe in and we breathe out. And we give thanks for the breath. We give thanks for the giver of the breath. We give thanks for love. We give thanks for life. And life is meant to live in full expression. So, the last time we had a show, a couple of weeks ago, we had J-Unity. J-U!
J-U!
And we have them with us again tonight. You can see, look, you can just hear it all in here, right? And tonight we're going to do less talking and we're going to do more listening to them. They are located here in Richmond, Virginia. And if someone wanted to get in touch with you to sing, where to be, tell me where how to find you.
www.j-unitychoir.com or www.j-unity.com.
Wonderful. See, now you know how to get in touch with these wonderful voices that you're going to hear. Isn't that fantastic? They're right out of Richmond, Virginia. Today we are in Richmond, Virginia, and we are so pleased to have them. So like I said, I'm going to be quiet, but I may not. I'm going to pat my feet and clap my hands. And if my soul said dance, I can do that too.
That's right.
Okay, because I'm in good company.
Yes.
There's no judgment.
No judgment.
There's acceptance.
Acceptance.
And appreciation.
And appreciation.
For the music that they bring.
Yes.
So we give praise, and we're going to listen to them now and let them praise God through their music. Listen up, y'all.
All right.
I've got a praise on my lips that I can't seem to resist. It's a praise that resounds all around. I've got a praise that is personal to me. God gets a praise that is tailor-made from me.
I've got a praise
on my lips that I can't seem to resist. It's a praise that resounds all around. I've got a praise that is personal to me. God gets a praise that is tailor-made from
nobody.
Nobody but you deserves my praise. All that's within me every day.
So that's good. So what y'all give us now?
We're going to practice another song that we'll be singing around town. Love.
They're going to practice another song that they'll be singing around town.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure y'all hear that now.
Yeah, we're practicing it.
You're practicing.
We're practicing. Key word.
Hey, brothers and sisters, come on, put your hands together, cause we say unity. Woo.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the only gift I'll ever need?
From love.
Yes.
Just like we were created in love.
Yes.
We have to remember to love ourselves.
Yes.
But we have to love the Almighty first. But we can let the love pour down, shower it like a rain, and just wash away everything that we have to carry.
Yes.
We are so appreciative of your talents and your gifts. Oh, we got it going on in here, y'all. Keep saying that. That's right. So we are here again to remind you that we are with J Unit. J, how say it?
J U.
That's right, in Richmond, Virginia, at their rehearsal with all of them here singing and doing all that they're doing, praising God and giving God all the praise through song.
Yes.
And that's what they are about. So y'all have got to have a good sample, so we're going to see what they're going to bring to us next, because we still, all right.
We ready.
Y'all ready?
We ready.
All right.
We ready.
Okay.
Hey, we ready.
All right.
Hey.
As you can see, they full of fun too. They full of fun. Here we go, y'all.
Which one is it?
Bless it.
Excellent day. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Like,
oh my God.
Yes.
I'm
like, you should sing in soprano.
as you can see, this group really had fun rehearsing. This is a rehearsal, so you can imagine a live performance.
Yes.
If y'all doing all this now.
We love what we do.
And you, yes. I know the crowd is always all involved, right?
Yes.
Always involved. Yes. That is so beautiful. That is such a beautiful song. So we appreciate that. Excellence. That was just marvelous.
Everybody had that moment.
You're like, huh?
Yeah.
What did she say?
So it's good that y'all have fun with what you do.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, all the time.
All the
God
time.
Is fun. God is love. God is life.
Yeah. Yes. And so a lot of people don't know that, but you bring it to them.
Yes.
Yeah, they can get up and then you can get up and show
we
them.
We have
through.
Sung, when we sung in front of Barclays that time. And
yes. Barclays? Like,
yes.
Barclays. Okay.
Music store. Barclays Music Store. We sung there and people just stopped. Like, one lady said she could hear us 3 blocks away.
Yeah. Okay.
And drew her over there. And we had people thank us for that because they needed that. You had some people that were contemplating suicide.
Yes. Okay.
And just from hearing that, it turned it around.
Well, that's what we were talking about on the other show. We talked about how music has that ability, right?
Yeah, yep.
That capacity through all the notes and tones and everything.
It speaks to you.
It speaks to your heart. It's to your heart, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
We take that chance everywhere we go when we flash by because we've gone into Cracker Barrel.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
And you walk into, you have people from all walks of life.
What
is the other one, the steakhouse we went to? And they wanted to put us out.
Oh, they did? Where was this?
Outback.
Oh,
I'm back. Was you here in Richmond?
There was a lot of requests to get out.
Oh, you went in Hanover.
Say happy birthday to people. We flash mob. We just sing praises.
We got the mall.
And people, the mall. We've gotten put out a few times, but praise God.
But we sung.
He got the
as we were walking.
Yes, we sure did.
In the grocery store.
So I have a request for the smile song since we always come into the end of this show. Another show so quickly. Okay. That's one of my favorite songs. Are y'all gonna do that one for me? Or you got another one? I'll take whatever you're gonna give me, but you know.
You didn't get the trash with the trash.
Okay, so if you have whatever you have, we'll take it.
Because
I know it's good. When I say it as a compliment, because
come
what you
on in the room.
We can do
Total
Praise acapella.
Oh, Lord, no, you would pick that.
I know. She like all these dynamic songs.
Yeah, we can go with Brighter Day.
So they still here sitting there deciding amongst them, y'all.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. Oh, so what y'all going to go with?
Yes. Let's go with that.
Let's go
with
that.
Flash mob song. These songs we sing when we go out.
Okay, all right.
I know, right?
All right, this is going to be the last selection for this time on the show. Look forward to having them with us again. But we're going to go out and come back and let them do their thing. All right, y'all do your thing.
We're going to do our thing.
We sing the praises to our King, for He is the King of Kings. We sing the praises to our King, for He is the King. Sing the praises to our King, for He is the King of Kings. We sing the praises to our King, for He is the King. Give Him glory, 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 for He is the King. We sing the praises to our King, for He is the King of Kings. We sing the praises to our King, for He is the King. We sing the praises to our King, for He is the King of Kings. We sing the praises to our King, for He is the King. Give Him glory, 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 for He is the King.
All hail.
All hail King Jesus.
Woo!
All hail Emmanuel.
Woo!
completed another show. The music makes go by so quickly.
Yes, it does.
And y'all have been in it, and you've done it, and I'm just appreciative of you all sharing this with me.
Yes, we
do.
And
again, tell them how they can get in touch with you.
www.j-unitychoir.com.
And you can find our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram information on there.
Okay, tell us your name again.
Yolanda Westinghouse.
And you are?
The choir director.
Okay, you.
I am Lily, one of the twins. I'm the baddest one in here again. Yo.
Hi, I'm Lena, the other twin, the more karma one.
I am Casper Coleman, and I am the CEO.
Yeah! I'm Larry Wallace. I'm the main tenor behind the tenor.
Oh, right. And we want to thank our assistant for the show, Elroy
yes,
Board
the third. Thank you.
And we want to thank J Unity. This is Imaja Jubilee, your host for Love, Light, and Positivity. And we want to encourage you to be the light and not the lampshade.
Yes.
So this music that we have brought to you. We have brought you, showing you that there are people in the community that are making a difference, and they are making a difference through their music. Again, J Unity, we pray God's blessing upon you.
Thank you.
As you go out into the world and bring whatever you bring it from your heart. We have enjoyed this to the max.
Yes, thank you. We have too.
And I know my mother said, look, that's my daughter down there doing it right. Thank you once more for being listening to us. And we'll see you next time with some more exciting ways to be the love, light, and positivity in the community. See you next time. Bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
What a privilege and honor from God for us to meet again on Divine Connection on Finding My Way Radio. This is Pastor Henry from Kenya, as I welcome you to board with me as I share the word of God for the next half an hour. It always excites my heart to know that there is somebody listening to the word of God. In such seasons and times, we must soak ourselves more in the word of God, for it is only the word of God that is our source of encouragement. Today, I want to share a message titled In the Valley. I'm sharing a message titled In the Valley. In the book of Psalm, chapter 23, verses 4, Psalm 23, verses 4, the writer David says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your staff and your rod, they comfort me. David is the one writing this Psalm 23. And he says, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And why is he saying that? Number one, he says, because he knows God is with him. Number two, he says, because I know your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It is always encouraging to know that whatever you are going through, there is somebody of a higher level that is with you. And not just that, there are also things that are surrounding you that you know very well that you cannot be able to fear. Sometimes I've had a privilege just to watch countries fighting. And I remember one time I was seeing America when they went to Afghanistan. And one of the things that I saw, they had armored vehicles so that as they move along, they would not fear, especially the bombs that were planted underground. Because number one, the vehicles are able to detect the bombs and detonate them. That means those who are traveling in these armored vehicles, they are very confident that nothing will happen to us, and especially anything that has been put underground, because their vehicle has been made to withstand that kind of attack. Now, a valley physically is a low stretch of land between hills. But spiritually, a valley is a place of battle. And I'm not talking now about physical battle. I'm talking about spiritual battle. a place of testing, and a place of promotion. And we are going to look at these three things. In the valley is a place of battle, and I'm talking about spiritual battles, testing, and a place of promotion. Number A, let's look first of all at battle. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17 verses 2, 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verses 2, and you can also refer to verses 19, 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verses 2 and verses 19, we find David fighting in the valley. And again in the verse 19, the Bible says, and now Saul and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. This is when David was sent by his father Jesse to take some food to his brothers in the battlefield. And the Bible says it was at the valley of Elah where they were fighting the Philistines. And David, after inquiring, said, I will go and fight this Philistine. And the Bible says he descended into the valley and fought the Philistine, Goliath, and defeated the Philistine. And when the Philistines saw that their man or the great man was defeated, they took off, they ran away. David was fighting in the valley. Another man that fought in the valley is Joshua. In the book of Joshua, chapter 10 and verses 12. In the book of Joshua, chapter 10 and verses 12, we also find Joshua fighting in the valley. And the Bible says, in the book of Joshua, chapter 10 and verses 12, the Bible says, and Joshua fought in the valley of Achalon. And Joshua fought in the valley of Achalon. That means there is always a place that has been designated for battles. And in our lives also, there are battles that we encounter. We will always be in a valley. There are different valleys that we will always be found in and will be able to look at. I just want to ask you a question right now. What kind of battles are you dealing with right now? Are they physical battles? And I'm talking about physical health. Are they financial battles? Are they marital battles? Are they family battles? What battles are you dealing with today? Number two, a valley is a place of testing. David had to be tested. And that is why he went into the battlefield. When he went to the battlefield, the Bible says he went into the valley of Elah. And that is where his testing was done. The Bible says when he finally fought the Philistine and overcame, now David was able to be promoted. Ezekiel, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 to 5, the Bible talks about in the valley of dry bones. That is a place where there is no hope. That is a place where there is death. That is a place where people have given up. That is a place where there is no life. And Ezekiel is taken into the valley of dry bones. And the Lord God begins to have a communion, begins to have a talk with Ezekiel. And he tells Ezekiel, can these bones live again? And the Bible says, and Ezekiel says, oh Lord, you know. And now you need to read the book of Ezekiel so that you can be able to understand. Because Ezekiel, God had taken him through various valleys of testing. At one point, God tells Ezekiel that you will be able to eat the remains of animals. And not just eat whatever ratio you want, but again, even that ratio was supposed to be measured. And the Bible talks about the many things that he went through. And now in chapter 37, when Ezekiel is brought into the valley of the dry bones and he's told by God, can these bones live again? Ezekiel is able to answer and say, only you, God, knows. You know, many times I've realized when you have gone through a test and when you are asked a question, you will always have the right answer because now you understand. No wonder it is said that an old man seated can see farther than a young man standing. And it is very true because they have gone through the test of life. They understand a number of things in life And now when they are talking to young people, they are able to give them first-hand information about life and how to be able to go through this life and not just go through it, but go through this life victoriously. So a valley is a place of testing. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, was taken into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. And the Bible says, when the devil came, and the first thing was, now I know you are hungry. Can you be able to turn this stone into bread? And Jesus said, a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the lips of God. We need to understand that when you are in the valley, there will be testing. And that testing is to show whether you have the muscle, the ability, the strength, the courage, the zeal, or the understanding to go over it, or you will be able to succumb. But my prayer is that even when you go through the valley, you will be able to stand and be able to come out of it victoriously, because the Lord God is with you. And therefore, as you go through the valley, you need to understand that God is with you. And because God is with you, you will always be able to go and become victorious. So Jesus was taken through the three phases of testing. And the Bible says, indeed, when he had gone through the three phases of testing, he overcame. And that is why now, number three, a valley again is a place of promotion. A place of promotion. After testing, promotion comes. Many times I've seen people who want to get promotion in the spiritual matters before they go through tests. Somebody said, before any testimony, there must be testing. Before there is any testimony, there must be a testing. And that means that test will come so that it can give you a testimony. A testimony is a declaration of victory over what you are going through. In the book of Psalm 75 and verse 6, the Bible says, for promotion comes neither from east, nor from west, nor from south. We need to understand that our promotion comes from the Lord himself. And because our promotion comes from the Lord, we can stand well and we can stand secure, knowing that as I go through any battle, as I go through the testing, then my promotion is coming. And because my promotion is coming, finally, you will be able to receive your promotion because the Lord God is with you. Our valleys come in different forms. Or each one of us, as we go through valleys, they may not be the same. Some of us, we are going through health challenges. Some of us could be the financial challenges. Some of us could be ministry challenges. Some of us, we could be going through marital challenges. Some of us, we are going through family challenges. Some of us, it's work and business challenges. Whatever challenge that you are going through, I want you to know that David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For one, he knows that God is with him. And number two, I said, he knows that his rod and his staff, they comfort him. Now, as you go through the physical challenge and especially the health challenge, I want you to know what the word of God says. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33 and verse 6, the Bible says, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. God is saying that, yes, you are going through the health challenge. You are going through the valley of health challenge. But he's saying in his word that, behold, I will bring health and cure. And not just that, he will cure them and he will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. In this time that we are going through, the whole world, brethren, what we need, my listener, what you need, is that abundance of peace and truth. The Bible says, and I will give you peace that surpasses all human understanding. Number two, the Bible says, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Which is this truth? When you know the truth that God has built a shield of protection around and about your life, as you walk, as you go about your daily chores, you will not fear, because the Lord God is with you. I want to encourage you wherever you are. Go out there, putting in place all the measures that have been said. Yes, but again, know the truth of the word of God that says that no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prevail. And any tongue, including the tongue of coronavirus, including the tongue of COVID-19, that shall arise against you, the Bible says, you will be able to condemn it. As you walk about, as you walk around, and as go about your duties, I want you to be very sure that God is protecting you, and he has built a wall of protection around and about your life. Another challenge that we go through is a financial challenge. The Bible says, silver and gold is mine. Ah, I love that. Silver and gold is mine. The Bible says, and I own cattle on 1,000 hills. And I always challenge people that if God owns cattle on 1,000 hills, then we don't know how much cattle he owns on each hill, or how many cattle he owns on each hill. So your prayer is that God just give me one hill, and that one hill will be enough to sustain you, not just you, and even your generations for years and years until Jesus comes. In the book of Isaiah, the Bible says, and I will give you wisdom and knowledge to make wealth. Of course, the Bible says, I'm paraphrasing, that I am the Lord God who gives you the power, the wisdom, or the knowledge, even to make wealth. That means if you are going through a financial challenge, God will give us the wisdom. God will give us the knowledge. God will give us the power to make wealth. And then I want to declare that knowledge. I want to declare that power. And I want to declare that wisdom into your life right now as you listen to me. That may the Lord God give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to make wealth in Jesus' name. Don't look at the condition. Don't look at the prevailing circumstances. I want you to lift up your eyes unto the Lord and tell God, God, give me wisdom in this time. God, give me knowledge in this season. God, give me the understanding in this time of this kind of time that I may be able to make wealth. The Bible says in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 8 and verses 32, and chapter 12 and verses 32, and the sons of Issachar were men of understanding who understood the times and what Israel ought to do. And I want to pray that it shall be like the men of Issachar who understand the seasons, who understand the times, and you will be able to know what needs to be done, even in your family. You could be there listening to me, and you are going through a ministry challenge. I want to tell you, God is faithful. He who called you is faithful. The Bible says he never called the household of Jacob to seek him in vain. The Bible says that if you serve me, I will bless your water and your bread, and I will take sicknesses away from your midst. Sometimes as you serve in the ministry, it is challenging. And especially during this time, I have seen even ministers of the gospel. We have been going through challenges. But one thing that I can assure you of, I have seen the faithfulness of God, even amidst every challenge that I've been going through. That means that indeed when we serve God truly from our hearts, the Lord God says, I will bless your water, I will bless your bread, and I will take sicknesses away from your midst. Please, as you go through that ministry challenge, wait on the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He'll be able to bless you. You could be also be going through marital challenge. The Bible says you can trust God to give you the patience, to give you the wisdom on how to manage and even live in your marriage. Marriage is challenging. But one thing that I've learned for this period of time that I've been in marriage, that when you are with God, when God is your foundation, when God is your trust, when God is your hope, you can be able to be in that marriage trusting on him. And because he knows and is the author of this intuition, he'll give you the patience. He'll give you the wisdom on how to live with somebody else. My spiritual mentor challenged us one time in class, in a theological class, and said, study the word of God and also study your wife. And I want to encourage every man listening to me, and especially if you're married, study the word of God and also study your wife. When you study the word of God to know it, last Sunday I was talking about in the church, I was talking about studying the word of God like Ezra. The Bible says, and Ezra devoted himself to the study of the word. When you study the word of God, you will know the word. When you know the word, it means you know God. When you study your wife, it means you will know her. And when you know her, it means you will be able to know, according to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 7, how to live with her in wisdom and in knowledge and in understanding. You could be there, you are going through a challenge of work and business. True, there are so many people who have been laid off from their places of work. There are many people who have been told to wait until things resume. And that is a challenge. But I want to tell you, God is your provider. He is willing to enlarge and expand your territory for the glory and honor of his name. Trust God that even during this kind of pandemic, you are going to have victory in your place of work. You are going to have victory in your business. Because God does not move according to the seasons. God does not move according to the prevailing conditions. God moves according to the way he's moving. And because his name is a strong tower, the Bible says the righteous run unto it and they are safe. In whatever valley you find yourself in or you are in, I want to encourage you to lift up your eyes unto the Lord. The Bible says, I will lift up my eyes unto the Lord, for that is where my help comes from. You could be trusting, you could be looking at your children and they are going through academic challenges. I want you to trust God that there is going to be a turnaround in the education of your children. Yes, the Bible says there'll be the head and not the tail. There'll be above and not beneath. Why? Because your hope and your trust is in the Lord. And I declare this morning, I declare this evening, I declare this day, wherever you are, as you listen to me, that yes, as your children go through school, they are going to excel from today because the Lord God is going to make them to be the head and not the tail, to be above and not beneath. What valley are you going through? David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For God is with me, and his staff and his rod, they comfort me. There are people who are going through the valley of bereavement. They are mourning their beloved ones. Even this COVID has been disseminating so many lives. But I want to pray together with you that the Lord God will give you courage and comfort, that his staff and rod shall be your comfort in this pandemic time, because the Lord God is with you. I just want you to believe together with me as we pray together, as we trust God together, that all is going to be well. Though you may be in the valley, don't lose hope. Don't give up. Walk through it because you know he is with you. Go through it because you know his rod and his staff, they are comforting you. Father, I'm praying with my listener. Lord, they are in a particular valley, and that valley that they are in right now, I just want to pray, Lord, for your peace. I want to pray, Lord, for your encouragement. Lord, I want to pray for your comfort, that in the name of Jesus Christ, as they go through that valley, Lord, Father, to me, I know it is just a place of battle. It is a place of testing. And through that valley, Lord, you are bringing even promotion in their lives. Lord, any person who is listening to me, they are sick, or their beloved ones are sick, I declare healing from the throne of God in Jesus' name. I declare financial breakthrough in your life. I declare a marital peace in your marriage. I declare that your family is secure and well, that God is seeing you through in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord God protect you as you go out and you come back in. May the Lord God favor you and build a wall of fire around and about your life, that no evil shall befall you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As you walk and as you move around, I want you to be secure. I want you to be sure that the Lord God is with me, and his staff and his rod, they are comforting you, because the Lord God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In that valley, lift up your eyes unto the hills. Lift up your eyes unto the Lord and run unto him and call on his name. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can think and even ask of him. Are you there and you're not born again? In that valley, you cannot overcome without him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could not go through the valley of fire without him. Daniel could not go through the valley of being thrown into the den of lions and come out of it unscathed without Jesus. You need Jesus. Just repeat this prayer and say, Lord Jesus, today I confess you as Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and help me to live a victorious life. If you have just made that confession, wherever you are, identify yourself with a Bible-believing church. And just as you identify yourself, I pray that you may grow in the word, grow in prayer, grow in fellowship, and grow in the testimony that indeed God is God. Even in the valley, the Lord God remains to be God. I'm praying together with you. We are praying together with the entire world that the Lord God is going to see us through as we trust in him, even to give us victory over what is happening, because God is God. I bless Finding My Way Radio. I bless all the workers there. And I bless even the founder, that the Lord God may bless her and continue to lift her up, that even through this radio, many souls and many lives will be transformed to the glory and honor of his name. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord God let his face shine upon you. May the Lord God let his countenance shine upon you and grant you peace. For the Lord God is with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Hello, listeners all over the world. My name is Reverend Anthony Hunter Sunguti from Kenya, co-founder of Revelation of Healing and Repentance Ministry. I welcome all my listeners around the world and all those who are listening to Finding My Way radio program, US stroke world, to this wonderful message. My theme of today's message is that you will raise up again. You are going to raise up again, no matter what you are going through. So I want to take you through some Bible verses where we are going to realize how God is so faithful unto us, and you will realize that whatever you are going through, God is also with you. I want to read from the Bible, the book of Job 14, verse 7 to 9. And the Bible says, at least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout up again, and its new shoots will not fail. Verse 8 says, its roots may grow old in the ground and stump high in the soil. Number 9 says, yet at the sound of water, it will part and put forth shoots like a plant. My dear brethren, those listening around the world, I want to tell you, we serve a mighty God. And he says that there is hope. I'm talking about one character by the name of Job. Job had all that every man would desire to have. He had the best family. He had so many herds of cattle. He had a lot of money. He had a lot of camel. He had a lot of every animal that any other person would desire to. Job had one of the best families in the world. But there came a time when the devil seek permission from God. If you read from Job chapter 1, verse 6, verse 7, the Bible says the devil seek permission to pursue Job and destroy whatever he had. And at a point, God tells him, can you go and destroy everything, but please spare his heart or life? And the devil says, if you had not blessed him, and you have put a hedge on his belongings. So even the devil knows that it's only God who can bless you. And the devil also understands that it's God who can bless you. So he tells God, if you are giving me permission, Job is only praising you. Job is only worshiping you because you have blessed him, because you have put protection on his belongings. You have put protection on his riches. But God gives him a permission and say, go and do whatever you want, but please don't touch his heart. I want to speak to somebody at one point. You might be suffering under some strange disease. You might be undergoing some strange situations where you feel you are the only one having that problem. I want to encourage you. The devil will seek permission from Almighty God just to torment, just to destroy whatever you have built. But one thing I want you to be sure, that when God gives a permission to the devil, you will not be destroyed. You will not be completely destroyed. God will reserve your life. God will reserve all your mind. And he's going to give you rest. We see at one point, Job lost everything. And it became in us a shock. Because as the Bible says, the things that Job was owing, they all were destroyed by the devil in a sequence. And when you read the Bible carefully, when he was being reported about one disaster, when the servant is yet to live, another servant will come in and tell him, you have lost this and that. But one thing I want to speak about Job, Job fell down and said, this is not strange. I rejoice. And he said, I rejoice in the Lord. Naked I came, naked will I go. Glory be his name. So we see a man who trusted God, even in his time of calamity, even in hard times, he was still praising his God. I don't know why you keep up so fast. I don't know why you lament so fast. I don't understand why you are complaining so fast. I want you to be like Job. Whether you are destroyed, whether everything that you own will be destroyed by the devil, our Almighty God will restore you. Job had so much peace at his mind, had so much peace at heart, because he trusted his God and he knew the God he was serving. That's why the Bible says, at that time he fell down and said, naked I came, naked will I come. And along the line, we see Job losing even his wife. He lost even the best friends he had. Even the families rejected him. Oh, I want to tell you, my dear brother, my dear sister, whoever you are listening unto this message, I want to tell you, my theme is you will raise up again. Job never gave up. Job never gave into their pressure to submit unto their court. He remained steadfast. He remained faithful to his God. For he knew at one time, one point, he's going to raise up again. Job had trust in God. Job believed in God. He said, whatever happens, as the Bible says in Romans, that what will separate me from the love of my God. I want to tell you, whatever you are going through, don't give up. Just praise God. No matter the situation you are facing, no matter the situation that you are undergoing, I want to tell you, whatever you're suffering from is not new. It has happened to somebody else. For the Bible says God will not tempt us to the point that we cannot manage. He will always make a door for us. And Job had trusted in these verses. And he was sure that God is going to make a way where there is no way. That's why he says there is hope for a tree. If it is cut, it will sprout out again. He knew his life will come back again. He knew his family will come back again. He knew all his belongings will come back again. No matter what people told him, he remained steadfast. I want to tell you, if there is somebody who really suffered even strange disease, it was Job. But because of his trust in God,
The Bible says we might have looked at Job from the physical point of view, and we would have condemned him. We would have told him to curse his God. All the same, we would have told him it's better to die. But I want to tell you, from deep inside Job's heart, Job had a lot of joy, despite the boils which were on physical body, despite the pain that people would see with the physical eye. I want to say Job was at peace with himself. He was at peace with his God, for he knew he was serving a mighty God. He knew he was serving a healer. He knew he was serving a God of prosperity. He was serving a God who was faithful. And that's why he was telling his friends, even if you desert me, I want to tell you today that there is hope. Even if a tree is gone, it will sprout up again. You wanna sprout up again. I don't know what you're suffering from. Maybe your marriage is at ring of breaking out. Maybe your children are out of school because of school fees. Maybe you are out of job. Maybe you are out of sickness. It might be different kinds of sickness. When you healed, another sickness comes up. Maybe it's jobless or it's really part of your life. Maybe it's barrenness of your womb, that things are not working to your way. Maybe your business is about to collapse. I have good news to you, that there is hope. Even if a tree is cut, it will sprout up again. I want to speak to that business. I'm speaking to your business. I want to tell your business will sprout up again. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep holding on to Almighty God. He is a faithful God. He knows you well. Just stop complaining, but give praise unto his name. That marriage will never break. I want to tell you, your marriage will still survive because God is faithful. God is going to turn around your marriage. God is going to turn around your life from jobless to a big job. He's going to turn around your business. He want to turn around your sickness into healing, and you're going to sing songs of joy. Just like Job, he says in Job 42, that I know you can do all things and your plans cannot be thwarted. You know, Job trusted God 100%. He never had doubt that I'm going to stand up again. I don't know why or what is still pulling you down. I want to tell you, raise up again. Raise up from that poverty. Raise up from that sickness. Raise up from that barrenness. Raise up from that spiritual stagnation. Raise up from that relationship. For you serve a mighty God. I want to speak a word of deliverance. I want to speak a word of prosperity. No matter what you are going through, may it be generation curses. Our God is faithful to break every curse. May it be marine spirits that are attacking your life. I want to tell you, we serve a mighty God, like Job said. Oh, there is hope, there is hope, there is hope. Don't give up, don't give up. Hey, just like Job said, that I want to know, my God, my deliverer liveth. So your God lives, and he's living to make sure that you are going to be delivered. He's living to make sure that your kids will go back to school. He's living to make sure that you will prosper. When people are failing, your life will not fail. When people are crying, you want to love. I want to tell you this, no matter what you are going through, just remain steadfast with God. Just remain faithful unto him. And Job says, there is hope. Don't listen to your friends. They might have cut you off. They might have told you you'll never make it. When a tree is cut off, oh, we think it's over. But by the smell of water, Job says, yet by the scent of water, it will part and put forth shoots like a plant. I want to tell you, by the scent of prayer, by the scent of prayer, your marriage is waking up. By the scent of prayer, your life is coming back. By scent of prayer, whatever they thought is dead, I am speaking unto it. It is not dead, but it's going to sprout up again. You will rise up again. I am saying you rise up again. By the scent of a prayer, by scent of prayer, you are going to be back to your life. Your business grass will bloom again. Your kids will do good in school. They say our kids are heads or tails. I speak anointing unto them. I speak anointing unto your marriage. By the word of God, your life is going to turn around. Don't give up. Don't give up. For Job says, I know you can do all things. Hallelujah. I know people might have despised you. People might have even ran away from you because you lost your job. They might have just called you names because you are a beggar. Because of your poor, they call you names because of your poverty. Because of the situation you are facing, they might have gone new ways. Some of them are not even picking your calls just because they think you are going to pick. I'm speaking to you this afternoon that we serve a mighty God. Remain steadfast unto God. For Job knew one thing. For the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 6, be it says like clay in the potter's hands, so you are in my hands. Job knew he was in God's hands, and God is creator of everything. So he knew whatever is lost, it will be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. I am speaking to somebody who is giving up. I'm speaking to a business which is almost closing up. I'm speaking to that disease which is putting you down. I'm talking to those people. It may be witchcraft, may it be sorcery that is pulling you down. May it be even curses that are booting you down. It might be spiritual damages that have done into your life. Now you are on the verge of giving in. I want to say, don't give up. Like clay in potter's hands, so you are in God's hands. God can mold you back to something. God can mold you back to something. Oh, I say, God can mold you back to something. Stop listening to the voices of people who are discouraging you. Stop listening to them. Those who are telling you are not make it. In the mighty name of Jesus, God can mold you into that thing that you desire to be. God can mold you into that dream you have always desired. God can mold you into that person that even those distracting your marriage, those distracting your mind, those distracting your business, oh, wouldn't understand, because God is almighty. He's working on your marriage. He's working on your business. He's working on your finance. He's working on your spiritual life. Stop complaining. That marriage, that relationship, God is working on your family. No matter what you are going through, I want to speak a word of prosperity. That ministry will not fail. God is working on it. It will raise up again. It will raise up again. I repeat, it will raise up again. Because like clay in potter's hands, so you are to God. And God is not a man or son of man to lie. He is a faithful God. He raised Job from dust. He raised Job from nothing to something. He restored Job's joy. He restored Job's happiness. He restored Job's hori babasa. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what people have given unto you, what people have spoken against your life, what people have spoken against your ministry, what people have spoken against your business. What I know, we have a God in heaven, and there is hope that for a tree, if it is cut, it will sprout up again. You are everything that was cut off. It will sprout. This is a day of restoration. This is a message of restoration. No matter what you are going through, just hold on to God. Just trust God like Job did. He trusted God with all his heart, with all his mind. No matter his body was itching, no matter his soul was at pain, but he never left his side. He never left his watch on God. And the Bible says, another reference in Micah 7:8, the Bible says, do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I know people have been talking ill about you. I know they have despised you. I know your enemies are celebrating for what you are going through. But I want to tell you, Micah tells us, oh, don't gloat over me, my enemy. I might have been fallen. I might have fallen. My business might be at the verge of falling. My marriage might be at the point of breaking up. My finances, my spiritual life. Oh, I might be going through under hard times, but don't gloat over me. For though I have fallen, I will raise. Micah says, I will raise. It doesn't matter where you have fallen. It doesn't matter how many times you have fallen. I want to tell you, the Bible says in Psalms, righteous might fall 7 times, but God will raise him up all the 7 times. So it doesn't matter what you are going through. What I know is that you will raise up again. You will raise up again. That marriage will raise up again. Your business will rise up again. Your spiritual life will not time. It is going to raise up again. It might have just fallen, but it's going to raise up again. Though I sit in darkness, God will be my light. God is your light. Whatever you are undergoing, that sickness, it is like darkness, but I'm speaking healing because God is your light. Don't give up. Don't give up. It doesn't matter. May it be diabetes, AIDS, or whatever. Oh, it's just a name. The Bible says these sicknesses are just names, but when God intervenes, when God is your light, when God is your healer, when God is in charge, nothing is impossible. And the Bible says the latter days of Job were more joyous, more happy than the first days. He was given 100-fold of what he had lost, and Job raised up again. I am telling you, if you read Job 42, from verse 2, he says, I know you can do all things, and no plan of yours can be thwarted. Oh, let me prove to you that Job also raised up again after losing everything. The Bible says God raised Job again. Your life will raise up again. Your life will rise up again. Don't give up. Don't listen to those voices of destruction. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. When they tell you wouldn't make it, tell them, I have a court in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. If you read Job chapter 42, verse 10, the Bible says, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous again. Again. I want you to underline the word again. It means he was prosperous and he had fallen. But God made him prosperous again. And he gave him twice as much as he had before. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm speaking to somebody whose life has been shambles, whose life has been cry, his life has been sorry, his life has been tears. I want to tell you, whatever you lost, God is going to raise you again. God is going to make you prosperous again. He's going to give you twice of what you lost. I don't care what you've lost. It might be your spiritual life. It might be your property. It might be your finance. It might be your business. It might be your relationship. Oh, I'm talking about a loss. You lost something tangible. The way Job lost, but Job had hope in God. And he said, there is hope for a tree. If it's cut, it will sprout up again. And in Job 42, verse 10, we see Job raising up again. Oh, I'm speaking to your life. May you raise up again. May your business rise up again. May your ministry rise up again. May your family rise up again. May your business, may all your life, may all your doings, everything that was lost, everything that had fallen, I'm speaking new life unto it. In Jesus' mighty name, I want to pray with somebody who has really given up. I want to say we have a God who is faithful. Just believe wherever you are. All my listeners, You might be having some difficult times. You might be going through some hard times. Maybe you have lost everything you had. You have lost even hope. You have lost faith. You have lost friends. You have lost business. You've lost everything. I want to tell you, God will make you prosper as I can. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want to say thank you for my listeners. You are God Almighty. I want to bless each and everyone. Father, I want to speak a new life unto their living, and I want to speak that they are going to prosper again. As you prospered Job, Father, you are going to change their lives. You are going to prosper them in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to keep them top of ocean of what they had lost. Father, I speak restoration of that job. I speak restoration of that family. I speak restoration of that health. I speak restoration of that marriage. I speak restoration of that business. In the mighty name of Jesus, to every listener, Father, let them receive double portion of what they had lost. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray and believe. Amen. God bless you. Meet you next time. Don't give up. You will rise up again. God bless you.